another edition of the MeetYourSweet.com Relationship Help for Men podcast. I'm your host, Mirabelle Summers. Guys, are you ready to commit to that special someone? But you don't want just any woman to be that special person? Well, our guest today is relationship coach and expert, Jonathan Green. He's also creator of Girlfriend in a Week. He's going to share some tips with us today on how to find a good quality woman and fast. So, Jonathan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Jonathan, let's start with a basic question to provide a little bit of foundation for our listeners. What do most men consider to be a quality woman, or what are you referring to as a quality woman in terms of this conversation?
Really, what makes a high-quality woman, what a guy is looking for, is a woman who's high self-confidence, kind, and doesn't want to change him. If a guy can find a woman with those three qualities, he's so happy. Almost nothing else matters. You know, at first, of course, guys want looks, they want amazing personality, all these other things, but it really boils down to confidence, kindness, please don't change me.
Okay, so those are some pretty simple things. So what are some of the top strategies for a guy to use to find a woman that he can feel safe in a committed relationship with?
The first thing you really want to do is watch how she treats strangers. When you take a woman on a first date, watch how she treats the waiter or the waitress. A lot of times, people, we're on our best behavior on that first date. You know, you're trying so hard to impress the other person. You have your representative there. You're being amazing, you're being so glowing. All your attention and all your extra effort on being way nicer than you really are goes towards your date, that they still end up being mean to, you know, the guy that parks your car, the valet, or the girl that helps you seat you at your table, or the waitress, or, you know, any of the people you're interacting with throughout the date who kind of are at their jobs. A lot of times you'll be on a date with someone and you're like, wow, she's so nice. Man, she sure is mean to that waiter. I'm sure it's the exception. But it's not the exception. That's a little red flag that you kind of want to pay attention to. So how people treat strangers is how they'll treat you once you're in a relationship.
So, Jonathan, what do you see as some of the most common reasons that a guy can't find a girl, specifically a high-quality girl, when he really wants one?
There's a couple of things. Number one, it's guys don't take action. My experience, the number one reason that guys are single or in a relationship with someone they don't like, or just generally unhappy with different aspects of their life, is that they're not a trigger puller. They have these moments where opportunity presents itself, and they don't take action. And they have a tendency to blame someone else or say, oh, she didn't do that. Like, I know guys who are waiting for 50 to 60 different signs from a woman that she's interested before they'll take action. And that's like hours and hours and hours of her saying, I like you. And, of course, no woman is going to put in that much effort, because she's really putting herself out on a limb. They want the girl to walk up to them in the bar. They want the girl to make the first kiss. They want the girl to ask them for the date. They have this mindset that's so wrong and that's so unmasculine, and they constantly blame other people. I remember when I first got into this industry, I had a friend who, he said to me, I go out every night, 7 nights a week, but I never meet any women. What's wrong with this town? And I said, well, you go to a bar that's a dive bar that women are afraid to go into. Whenever a woman walks to the front door, she looks around and gets terrified and walks out because it's 50 scary guys. Like, you know, if you go to the aquarium every day for 6 months and go, how come I'm not seeing any lions and zebras? It's like, well, they're not here. That's why. So it's a lot of times the mistakes that we're making are so simple, but they're so consistent. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's so true for dating. A guy will go to the same events, do the same things, and expect a different result. He'll walk up to every woman and say the same pickup line that's never worked before, but he's like, it's going to work one of these days. It's not. It's broken. Whatever you're doing, if you don't have a girl right now, whatever you're doing is wrong. Change what you're doing if it's not working. And this applies to every area of life.
So, Jonathan, do you see that as a case of maybe the guy just not knowing that the line is part of why it's not working, or do you feel like it's falling back into a comfort zone? It's kind of that's all he knows, and he'll stick with it until the wheels fall off. What do you think?
It comes from a broken belief system. It tends to be we're kind of socialized and educated by Hollywood, by movies, by television. So by the time you're 18 and you start really going out into the world and asking women on dates, every single time you've seen someone asked on a date, it was on TV or a movie. And so you start falling into those archetypes and playing out those roles. And relationships in real life are nothing like movies. Like, you watch movie after movie where a guy takes a woman for a first date to a really fancy Italian restaurant, and they have, like, amazing conversation, and then they go home, and there's this huge passionate connection. But in reality, it's very hard to maintain high-quality conversation for 3 or 4 hours when you're in a French restaurant, the waiter's constantly interrupting you. Just, you know what I mean? All these other things that you don't see in the movie, because they've edited down the 3-hour date into 4 minutes. Of course it looks amazing. They forget that there's 2 hours and 56 minutes of awkward silences and uncomfortableness and thinking, I need to go to the bathroom, but can I go to the bathroom? Or is she going to think something's weird if I go to the bathroom? So as soon as you take all of your assumptions that you get from Hollywood and go, you know what, this is just movies, they're written for entertainment, not education. You push away those sides. If you get rid of your assumptions, the whole reason my life completely changed when I was 27, because I had a moment of realization that said, I can get better with women. We all are born thinking, okay, I'm either good or not good with women. I'm either funny or not funny. We kind of think we're born with, like, a certain score in these different categories. We think we can't improve. As soon as you go, wait, I can get better, then the whole universe becomes limitless, because it's possible to become excellent at anything. And it's really empowering as soon as you realize I'm in control of my destiny. I can become better at communicating with women, better at dating, better at making friends, all these different things that for some reason we think we're locked in. My personality now is way better than it was when I was 21 or 18 or even 16. I mean, imagine. I can't even imagine being 16 with me and not hating him. We grow in all these other areas of our personality. So, of course, we can grow in our relationships. So when you want to meet amazing girls and you want to form that connection, you need to just let go of the mistakes you've been making in the past and really be willing to put out the effort. You know, go to places where there are women. You know, learn about things women like. One of the things is a lot of guys make no effort to understand women, and then they just kind of have this hope. You know, they keep going, oh, it's everyone else's fault. I'm not taking action. But I wanted to learn more about women, so I watched every episode of Sex and the City when I was 27. I was like, this is their favorite show. I want to know what women are thinking about. Same thing, I watched The L Word when that was popular. If you kind of understand what the other person's thinking and what interests them and the more things that they like, you know, you watch movies that women are interested in, because you want to understand, women and men are different. So the more you understand how they're feeling, how they're thinking, the more you can improve your communication, the more you can be interesting, the more you can join in their conversations. You know, if you're in a room where there's 50 guys and 50 women, and all the women are talking about Sex and the City or whatever their favorite TV show is right now, and you're the only guy that knows about that, then you don't have to do anything. Just walk out and join the conversation. You're the only guy that's kind of crossed that barrier. So by putting in a little effort, you know, going to places where there's more women than men, going to places where women aren't afraid to walk in. Statistically, 80% of women won't walk into a bar if there's 3 motorcycles out front. And if there's 90% of women won't walk in. So if there's motorcycles in front of your favorite bar, change your favorite bar.
That's very interesting. And you know what? I really like the fact that you caught up on all of the episodes of Sex and the City. So did you learn that we think about guys a lot? Also, a lot about shoes and what other women wear, right? Yeah. So you had the edge on us when you knew exactly what we were talking about when we were saying Cosmos or Manolos. So you have given our guys some really great advice tonight. Now, one of the suggestions that I've seen you make in some of your blog postings, etc., is that a man should clean it up a little bit. That it's just as important for a guy to be attractive to a woman as it is for a woman to be attractive for a guy. So why don't more men get this, Jonathan?
A lot of guys kind of want to reject the idea of being the metrosexual. And for some reason, they think that cleaning your bathroom and having a toilet that's not black is the same thing as waxing your eyebrows. And they're very different. I have known guys who meet an amazing girl, get her home, she goes to use the bathroom, and then she just leaves. And you can't figure out what went wrong. And I go over, and I look at the toilet, and I go, oh my gosh, would you want this near your body? Like, it's so gross. All these little things that kind of guys don't think of, they think of like, oh, I'm a real man, or I'm so macho, I'm rejecting the world, or they just don't care. Either way, it's completely wrong. It's like, if you want to catch a bear, you got to put some honey out. And the same thing, if you want to attract a girl, bring her into your life, you have to have a life that's attractive. People always say to me, I'm a regular looking guy. If you watch, you know, some stuff on my website, you can see tons of pictures of me. I'm not that good looking. I'm not that tall. I'm overweight. I have a beard. I'm nothing exceptional. If I go out and I'm really quiet in a bar, nobody notices me, which is why I was so successful as kind of a personal dating coach, because I could be anywhere and people just wouldn't notice me. And that doesn't mean that I'm not exceptional. It just means, well, I don't turn on my personality and start putting out the bait, people don't really see me. So it's not something like that's just always there that makes me amazing. But guys, they don't put in the effort. If you kind of want to get someone amazing in your life, you have to project it's amazing. I created an amazing life because I wanted to attract an amazing woman to be my partner in it. So if you have that mindset, it becomes a lot easier. I always say part of it is learning how to build self-confidence. And a lot of the reason that guys don't have self-confidence is we really don't have any power anymore. You don't really control anything in the world. Even if you have like a high-paying job and you're a vice president of some big corporation, they can downsize you in a day and you have no job and you're done. I had a friend who had a massive career at FedEx. He was like a super high vice president, lived in a mansion, amazing car, amazing wife, second amazing car. He had like a Hummer and a really nice BMW. And then they just downsized him and there was nothing you could do. And he's been struggling for years ever since into smaller and smaller houses and all these, and you know, giving up the cars. So even when you think you're on top, you're not really in control. There's only a few things in this universe you're really in control of. And really, it's only the inside of your house and the inside of your car. So I'm really a believer that cleaning your bathroom, I'm really strict about my bathroom, really strict about my bedroom. I try to think of it as, this is my domain. It's the one thing I'm in control of. And by keeping it clean, you're demonstrating that things you're under your control are important to you and you take care of them. So you'll feel more confident. Your bathroom will be clean, it'll attract more women. And then you start cleaning your room, then you clean your car, and you keep them all in a state that you like. And that's very empowering. We think of cleaning as like a weakness, but it's not. If you clean something, you show ownership, you show that you care about it. And a woman, women see all these little things. They go, oh, if he doesn't keep his house clean, he doesn't care about the things in his life, why would he take care of me in the same way? Those little kind of things, because women are always assessing, and they're looking for threats or red flags or mistakes or dangers in a relationship. They're looking for all these kind of little signs that they need to get out. And so you want to kind of create an environment that's welcoming, that shows you're in control of your universe, and that things that you're in control of, you're proud of, you can take care of and display. Just like a woman wants you to buy her nice dresses, nice shoes, you know, put on some nice Manolos if you can afford it, and take her out and show her the world so the world can see you're so proud of her. You know, but if your house has got pizza boxes everywhere and your bathroom's dirty and your bathtub's got that ring around the bathtub, then she thinks you're just going to put her in sweats and take her to a movie at midnight. So it doesn't make her feel special.
Those are great correlations, Jonathan. I mean, really great correlations. And I am so thankful as a woman that you've said many of the things that you've said today. Again, what you just said about keeping your environment in order, that speaks volumes about how you'll care for us as well. So remember, men, you heard it here on MeetYourSweet.com, the Relationship Help for Men relationship podcast. We want you guys to be attractive and orderly and put some effort into snagging us, the same kind that we put into snagging you. We want the quality, too. So our guest today has been Jonathan Green. He is creator of the Girlfriend a Week dating system. And you can find Jonathan's system on our website at meetyoursweet.com/go/podweek. Again, that's meetyoursweet.com/go/podweek. So before we go, Jonathan, tell us a little bit more about the Girlfriend in a Week system.
Basically, I wanted to design a system that's easy to learn. When I first wanted to get good with women, I read this book that was over 200 pages, had thousands and thousands of things you had to memorize. And basically, the interaction for a woman was like 400 steps or something. And it worked, but it took me 6 months to learn it. And so I'm really a big believer in minimum effort, maximum result. So I wanted to create a system that a guy could basically learn as fast as possible. In the same way that Bruce Lee revolutionized martial arts with Jeet Kune Do, he goes, what's the simplest way for a guy to learn to fight? I want to create the simplest way for a guy to learn to date. How can a guy quickly and efficiently meet a woman whose quality, kind of learn how to attract her, connect with her, start the conversation, check to see if she's really the type of girl you're looking for, and then start something that's more than a one-night relationship. Kind of plant the seeds for something long-term if that's what you want, and be open to the possibility so you can really be in control of the choosing your destiny. As soon as people go through my system, what they can do is select from the women in their universe who they actually want to date. And once the guy becomes the selector, instead of hoping to get picked like a stuffed animal and the toy in the arcade where you drop a little hand and it tries to catch it and it drops it and you're always losing quarters, like that's how we often feel. You want to be the one holding the control. You want to be empowered. And once you become empowered, your self-confidence goes up. The number of women you can choose from goes up. The quality of the women you're dating goes up. And the quality of your relationship goes up. All these things go together because when a high-confidence guy is dating a high-confidence woman, the odds of them cheating on each other, the odds of them fighting, the odds of them having miscommunications go way, way, way down. It's low self-confidence people that cheat, people that kind of need more affirmation outside the relationship. And, you know, if you go to that link, you get to see one of my biggest, you know, dating problems, one of the worst things that ever happened to me. You know, we need a whole cartoon of it. It's really extensive. But I went through one of those things where I could never figure out, why is this girl cheating on me? Until I realized she needs constant affirmation from different resources because she doesn't have an internal source of self-confidence. So the more confident you are, the more comfortable you are in yourself, the more women you're meeting, the more fun you're having in life. Talking to women is fun and amazing. It shouldn't be scary and terrifying and horrible. So all of that is kind of what I wanted to create in my Girlfriend in a Week system.
That sounds like it's a chock full of powerful information. Guys, again, you can find Jonathan's system at meetyoursuite.com/go/podweek. Again, one more time, just in case you've been fumbling around for that pencil or that beat up piece of crayon that you found in a corner somewhere, meetyoursuite.com/go/podweek. Again, that's Jonathan Green. I'm Maribel Summers. Join us again for another edition of the MeetYourSuite.com Relationship Help Podcast for Men. Thank you.